This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together. Hi, and welcome to another edition of Nation Talk. On today's show, we have Willa Black, Vice President, Corporate Affairs, Cisco Canada. As Vice President, Willa Black is responsible for strategies designed to promote Cisco's external brand relevance and transformational impact across key constituencies. She leads initiatives in support of corporate responsibility, CSR, reinforcing the company's role as an organization committed to social advancement and building strategic partnerships with governments, non-governmental organizations, and communities of all kinds with a focus on education and healthcare. And one such focus is Connected North. Connected North was designed to showcase innovations in the field of learning with the aim of encouraging students to attend class regularly. The virtual education program utilizes Cisco telepresence and partners in research, PIR, successful VROC, Virtual Researcher On-Call platform. Students in Iqaluit are benefiting directly from engaging with subject matter experts brought into the classroom through two-way video for interactive sessions lasting up to 40 minutes. Students also connect with peers of the same age throughout Canada as part of the program's Classroom Connect component to share rich educational and cultural experiences. In a study conducted by York University on the impact of the program, preliminary research results show that both teachers and students view the program positively. A majority, 89% of students, reported that the remote learning experience made science more enjoyable, and 81% said that they felt they learned more in the virtual sessions than they did through traditional classroom learning. The focus of the program is to provide a fresh approach to learning, allowing teachers and administrators to expose their students to new people, experiences, and ideas. Willa, I just want to say, welcome to Nation Talk.
Thank you so much, Andre. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, can you just talk to us a bit about how Cisco brought this about?
Yes, great question. So I'm not sure whether or not many of your listeners would know what Cisco did. They certainly would be forgiven for that. We are a company that provides all of the infrastructure for the internet. So we essentially, we're the plumbers for the internet. We bring it to life, we make it happen. We also provide really fabulous technology that connects people. Things like internet telephony, IP telephony, things like telepresence. So telepresence is super high definition video conferencing. So we have these giant screens, and you can be on one screen in Beijing, and you can be in one screen in Battleford, and the two of you will feel as though you're in the same room together. So it's a really rich experience. And when we thought about our corporate social responsibility program, and we thought, well, how can we take what we do and really deploy that in a community where it's going to make a difference? And we thought, aha, why don't we put that technology in some of Canada's most remote communities? Why don't we focus in on schools where, you know, it can be a challenge to get resources up into those schools? A lot of those schools don't have labs, for example. So why don't we bring them labs? Those kids can't go to museums on field trips necessarily. So why don't we take them virtually to museums? And so that is really how we started with Connected North. It all started with a conversation with Mary Simon, actually, who has become a great champion of the program. And we now, in our first pilot, we actually put giant telepresence screens in grades 6, 7, and 8 classrooms at Exquarneet Middle School up in Iqaluit. And then we connected those students to museums and cinespheres across North America, to other students across Canada. We provided their teachers with virtual training. We had such a great experience in year one that we scaled from 1 to 14 schools in 18 months, and that's where we are now.
You know, as you were speaking, I was thinking Star Trek. But, you know, the reason I'm saying that is because it's Star Trek is the old version of what today's technology is in reality. Yeah. But it's about attracting those young people and making them want to interact with a new way of looking at learning.
Sure. Well, and, you know, it's funny because when we first sat down with Mary Simon, and she was the head of Inuit Tepreet Kanatami in Nunavut at the time, and there's a challenge in Nunavut with school attendance. There's a very high dropout rate. 75% of kids do not get to grade 12. And we did a demonstration with Mary. We brought her into a telepresence room in Ottawa, and we spoke to her from Toronto, and we talked to her about all the things that we could do. And she sat back and she said, you know what? Anything that's going to make the classroom more exciting for those kids is something worth trying. And, you know, ITK were phenomenal early supporters and partners in this program. They introduced us to the school. The school was terrific to work with. We got off to the races. But, you know, it's interesting. When we got into those classrooms, our plan was initially, well, we'll just do one thing. You know, we'll connect them to labs, for example. So, you know, if the grade 6 class wanted to do a frog dissection, there's no frog in Iqaluit. You know, there's no lab in the school. So we'll connect them to that, and we'll just enhance the curriculum with these great real-life experiences, real-time real-life experiences. But when we saw the school and we saw some of the challenges that they're facing, we thought, no, we need to do way more than that. And the teachers were saying, you know, this is so fantastic. I love that my kids can, you know, go to the Smithsonian, and I love that we can connect with schools all across the country. But what about me? I don't get any professional development or limited professional development. It's so expensive to fly people up to do that. Could you help me with my own career goals and my to make me better and more effective in the classroom? So we launched virtual training for teachers. We did it as a pilot last year. We had all 60 teachers in Iqaluit, and we had experts in rooms all across Canada, Cisco rooms all across Canada. Everybody from folks teaching how to achieve peaceful conflict resolution in the classroom. We had the fabulous folks from the Red Cross doing their Respect Ed program. And so we delivered all this through our system. And the response was so good that the government of Nunavut came back and said, we want you to do it again, but we want you to do it for 400 teachers, regional teachers. So this year, February 19th, we kicked off our week, and we trained 400 teachers virtually over telepresence. And our wonderful Governor General, His Excellency David Johnson, kicked off the session for us and did the keynote address and was absolutely fantastic. So, you know, bringing this kind of technology into classrooms across the Arctic, actually bringing it to classrooms anywhere, overcomes the challenges of time and distance.
This is very, very exciting, because I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about one of the great challenges that Aboriginal, First Nations, Métis, Inuit peoples across the country have is in curriculum development. Mm-hmm. And what I'm seeing, and what my question is does this give you an opportunity to allow the curriculum that the teachers are going to teach to have any cultural component?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, our cultural focus, it's funny. When we go and we sit down with the teachers at the beginning every year, and I mentioned we're now in 14 schools, and we say, what kind of programming do you want? So much of it focuses around cultural component. And it's when we first started off this program, too, and this is really, really an important point. This is not about services from the South going north. This is about learning more about the culture of our Indigenous peoples and their values, because we believe that our knowledge of our Indigenous people informs us all as Canadians. And so when we sat down with those teachers, we said, okay, we're going to be linking you to a school in the South through our Classroom Connect program. You, Asquernet Middle School, are going to have a dedicated relationship with the Bishop Strawn School in Toronto. You will be working, the two grade 7 classes will be working together for an hour a week. What can you do with that opportunity? And so we have done some extraordinary things. The kids in Asquernet did a fox skinning for the girls at Bishop Strawn over high-definition video over telepresence a couple of weeks ago. We've had virtual field trips where the schools have in the north have gone out and taken video footage of their on-the-land experiences, and they brought them back and they've showcased those and talked about them, because you can run video over telepresence too to their friends in the south. So, you know, this is, and as the Governor General said, this is about nation building. This is about learning more about each other and what we have to offer. And the kids in the north are saying, And I just love this. They didn't know that their culture was so valued in the South. They didn't know that people were as interested, but they're learning that they are.
This is so beautiful. We're coming down to the close of what I think could easily be a two-hour conversation. Mm-hmm. If somebody out there was interested in the program, who would they contact?
Yeah. So by our count, there are 600 Aboriginal schools across this country, and so we're operating right now. We've got 8 Aboriginal schools and about 6 Southern partner schools. This technology is working. It is engaging kids. The research results support that. We can't do all 600 schools by ourselves. We have a consortia of about 30 partners that are driving this. We're interested in partnerships. We're interested in bringing schools on board. You know, if anybody is listening that has a school that may be interested in this, please contact Willa Black at Cisco. And, you know, we would be happy to get the process started. But we've had such great success with corporate partners, NGOs, with the territory governments that we're working with. There's no reason why this can't grow further.
Willa Black, Vice President Corporate Affairs for Cisco Canada. I just want to say thank you so much, Chimagwich, to you for sharing this extraordinary initiative with us here today on Nation Talk. This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.